Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa Newell always joins us at this time on a Thursday. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Welcome to you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, good to have you.
We have a lot of news to get to today.
Oh, my God, so much. The expansion of the lawsuit over that error of misconnecting the sewer line to the water line?
That is correct. It is important to understand that the city of Gulf Breeze Utility operates the sewer in that area. Midway Water provides the water, and Brown Construction is the third party. They were hired to connect the water and sewer, and this all happened back in 2021. Well, the way it's supposed to work is that the construction company calls the city, and they're supposed to come out and watch them connect the water to the sewer, and they have a certain number of days to do that. And by the time the city got there, Brown Construction had already made the connection, and the city did not get to see it happen. And we're not sure. There's a lot of questions about whether the lines were clearly marked. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was connected, but it didn't turn into it wasn't turned on for a month or so. And then actually it was not turned on, until September 21st. And that's when people who had water in that area started complaining.
Right.
And it went on for a while, and now there's a lawsuit. Fortunately, no one died, but a lot of people were sickened. And, of course, just thinking about it is pretty sickening.
Yeah, it's
so
super gross.
Morgan & Morgan has now a lawsuit of over 90 people who are trying to, get restitution for this. So we have, of course, tried to speak to a lot of people. A lot of people will not speak on the record. We're going to wait and see, where this goes from here.
Yeah, no, it's certainly a very, very icky, disgusting thing to think about. And then people who are actually suffering health consequences beyond the ick factor, that's its own separate thing. And obviously, we would imagine there's going to be some fair amount of money involved in solving all of this stuff in the end. Also, Navarre Beach getting undergrounding utilities. Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of surprising to me that they didn't already have this.
Yeah, me too.
But FPL was out. Putting the poles into the ground. And of course, normally they have to go into the ground just a few feet. But when they're on a beach like that, because of the potential storms, they have to go much farther down, so about 10 to 15 feet deep. So our reporter, Pam Brannon, was there to watch them install these poles. And it's going to be good for everyone. First of all, it's going to make the area so much more beautiful. Mm-hmm. And secondly, so much more resilient in the case of a hurricane or something like that.
Yeah, man, I live in a neighborhood with underground utilities, and I take it for granted how different it is. Every time we bike around and we see the above ground utilities, I'm like, oh. Plus, obviously, storm resilience is its own separate question. You have a note here about a story with illegal median crossing. Tell me about this. What is this all about?
Yeah, so if you travel Highway 98 through the construction area, you have no doubt seen people who just said, I can't go all the way down to the traffic light to make a U-turn. It's so hard to do. Or some people who their vehicles, if they have a really long truck or whatever, can't really make those without doing a three-point turn.
Yeah.
So a lot of people just say, I'll just cross right here in this median. I'll just do this. This will be easier. Well, you can get a fine of $166 if you do that. And they have already issued tens of them. So there's a lot of people who have already had to pay $166 for crossing illegally. And that is something, if you live in that area, you probably have thought about it yourself if you have not already done it. So don't do it unless you have plenty of money to pay that fine.
Wow. And that's a good note. It's a good reminder of what the law is. You've also got a post office food drive coming. Is that right?
That is coming up. And, of course, it's not until May the 11th. So it's not this Saturday, but next Saturday. And, of course, but you want to go through your pantry, if you want to go shopping, and get some things that you can donate to some of the people in our area who need to stock their pantries. If you're like me, I have too much in my pantry anyway. So, yeah, it's a good time to get those things together this weekend, put them out for the post fan on May 11th.
I have been recently the recipient of people who were moving or downsizing, and so they've given me food I wouldn't even normally buy but feel bad throwing out, so that's taken up space in my pantry now, too, and I'm the same way. I can't get rid of it, but I know I'm not even going to eat it either. We also have, this is actually a very interesting note, the Boardwalk and Welcome Center at Shoreline Park is grand opening tonight. Is that right?
Yes. It's going to be today, 5:30 at the Wetlands. It was on Shoreline Park South. They have built a welcome center for the Wetlands Trail Boardwalk. And it's going to be a very, very posh event. They're asking people to wear sundresses and flat caps to come to the ribbon cutting. Their ribbon cutting is actually at 6. And so they're going to have light refreshments and music. And they want people to wear stylish garden party attire.
Oh, is it like a derby theme or something? Because that's this weekend?
Maybe so. Maybe so. Not really the hats, but maybe so.
Okay.
But some dresses, and it's going to be a very posh event. So it's also going to be part of the dedication to Mayor Terry Fitch.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to rename Shoreline Park after Terry Fitch. So very exciting for that.
Is it the park, or is it just the Welcome Center area? I thought it was just the Welcome Center area.
I believe it's Shoreline Park South. I believe it's all of Shoreline Park South.
All right. I may well be misinformed about that. All kinds of other stories we didn't have a chance to get to that are in the paper. The paper is always chock full of good local information. The Gulf Breeze News, find it everywhere on a Thursday. That's why we give you a preview in the morning on a Thursday. Lisa Newell is the publisher. Lisa, always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Absolutely. 8:17 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic for us.
Nothing's happening.
Everything's clear. It's all good.
It is clearing up. The fog is clearing up. Now we're just waiting for the roadways to clear up a little bit. We're seeing that happening, though. Pace and Milton, you are looking pretty good coming into Pensacola. Gulf Breeze, Navarre, you were just seeing a little bit of slowdowns when you're rounding 98 coming into the 3 Mile Bridge. And then just... like you were saying earlier, you know, every intersection in downtown looks to be building up, specifically right outside of Waterboys on 9th Ave and Chase Street, and then coming in off the Garden Street exit off of I-110. Other than that, we are looking like we are clearing up pretty nicely. If you see anything that we should be reporting on, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, the one note I just got in from somebody here, 437-1620, is because of the problems and congestion and wrecks around 87 and I-10. It said, and I love saying this road every single time, Hickory Hammock. Take Hickory Hammock Road around, and that'll solve some of your issues.
I think I neglected to mention that this report, there was an accident on 87 and the intersection with I-10. If you are getting on the, actually, it looks like there's
kind
a couple.
Of both directions. Yeah.
So be cautious driving through that way.
But again, Hickory Hammock.
Hickory Hammock.
My favorite road name in the area. Hey, if you are thinking about getting that new vehicle, or you have been putting off thinking about getting that new vehicle because you don't want to go buy a car, and I understand that. I don't either. Nobody does. You're weird. If you like buying a car, you're weird. Okay? You are. You are unusual for a human being. Most of us hate this process. And Frontier Motors knows that. In fact, that's why they do what they do. They try to make it as easy as possible, as low pressure as possible, as, you know, hey, come look at as many cars as you like. We have them open in the morning so you can sit in them, fiddle with the knobs, move the seat back and forth, decide what you like, and then test drive 1, 2, 5, whatever, including, and this is my recommendation, test drive something outside of your category. You know, you're looking at trucks. Okay, fine. Test drive a minivan. I know it's beneath you. Try it. Trust me. We've had a minivan ever since our first child was born. And just saying, consider. And the reason I say that is because when you drive something outside of your category, you know, you might discover, well, that is why I don't want one. Or you might be like, oh, tell me more. You know, right? And that's the point, is you want to get something you're going to be the happiest with. And Frontier Motors, with their good quality, low mileage, relatively new, 1, 2, 3 years young used cars, they can outfit you with exactly the one that's going to be the best for you. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hey guys, don't be that dad without life insurance. When thanks to Ethos, you can be that great dad with life insurance to help keep his family living exactly like they do now, secure and protected in the event of the unexpected. With a fast and easy online experience, some policies as low as $1 a day and up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Ethos makes getting life insurance protection hassle-free. E for easy, E for Ethos at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community.
Yeah, man, we got show tunes. I do a little music, man. That's fine. 8:22 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Los Angeles police have dismantled the pro-Palestinian tents on the campus at UCLA. Law enforcement officials from multiple agencies there showed up on campus just before dawn this morning to push the protesters off school grounds. The protesters calling for the university to cut its financial ties with Israel. The body of a fifth construction worker killed in the Baltimore bridge collapse has been recovered. Authorities say the 49-year-old man's remains were found on Wednesday. A state police spokesman says their crews remain dedicated to ongoing recovery operations. And the king of the twangy guitars died. Dwayne Eddy had a string of guitar hits in the 50s and 60s, including his classic from 1958, Rebel Rouser. Eddy's unique guitar sound influenced some of rock's biggest hitmakers, including George Harrison and Bruce Springsteen.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 8:23 here on News Radio Pensacola. Oh, one of the other things, you know, I talked earlier this morning, if you missed it, at 6:35. By the way, I don't say this often enough, but we podcast the whole show. So if you ever, I don't know, want to listen to other pieces that you might have missed, you can. There's a couple of ways to do. You can either go online to newsradio923.com and pull up all the podcasts for the Pensacola Morning News, whole shows, and then interviews are separately podcast. Or if we think there's a good monologue or something like my monologue about abortion rights yesterday, we put that up as a special thing. But also on the app. News Radio Pensacola on the app, which is super useful, easy to download and use. Basically, I mean, you open up, you hit play, the station's on, and you can pause it. You know, like you can pause it and then resume. It'll buffer out for you. It's really cool. But also the podcast, it's a one button that you can get through the podcast on there. The reason I mention that is we talk about all kinds of things. And I know most of you are only in your car for 15 or 20 minutes, maybe a half hour. And so, you know, there's all kinds of stuff. Like I put out a newspaper every day on this show. You know, like it really is the stuff we cover. And so, you know, I think you've heard it all, and I know you have not. So just it's available to you to listen to the podcast if you want. Like I said earlier this morning, talked a lot about the Escambia County Commission meeting, what they're doing today. One thing I didn't mention that caught my attention is at the very bottom of the agenda, there's going to be a discussion. I think it was at the bottom. Anyway, one of the minor notes is a discussion about the land development code is on the agenda. And I can only assume that that is at the request of Jeff Bergosh, and that would also imply that there's going to be a conversation about concurrency or impact fees or anything in that vicinity today. So, you know, earlier this week I was telling you that we had gone on to concurrency watch. We are now on day 43 and three meetings since Commissioner Bergosh pledged that he would bring up concurrency with the county commission, which he has done before. And he says he just hasn't had the votes, but he wants to bring it up again. So we'll see. Maybe we'll be off concurrency watch as of today because, you know, he will follow through on that. And I have said this too. If he votes for it, if they push forward with concurrency in principle, depending on the particular, but in principle, I'm with him. I favor it. Stephen Barry maybe is on board with the idea. Wes Moreno, the county administrator, has said he's on board with the idea, although he doesn't get to vote, obviously. The one thing I would say is I will support, I will affirm, I will praise if they do it, especially if they do it before the election or before the primary. I will also say this, for incumbents who have been in office in both cases, 8 or 12 years, you know, there's a certain degree of, well, why so late? I mean, you know, I give praise where it's due. Okay, no worries. But also keep in mind that, you know, praise after having done nothing for a long time is tempered by the duration of inaction compared with the arrival of the action. Just, you know, to be fair about the whole thing. 826 at Jimmy's got traffic for us. Jimmy?
If you were on State Road 87 and you were trying to get onto I-10 westbound, you might be experiencing some delays. There's a road crash there earlier that is still causing traffic backup for about a mile, it looks like. So expect some delays there. And in Pensacola, we're seeing some of that usual morning traffic, specifically on North Palafox Street at the intersection of Burgess Road, and seeing a lot of buildup on Longleaf Drive going into West Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy, traffic on the fives.
Jimmy, you're not much of a baseball fan, right? You're a somewhat baseball fan?
I don't understand baseball.
Okay,
I heard baseball was a numbers game, and I don't do well with numbers.
That's all right. I got you. All right. Any sport capture your attention?
I watch NFL.
Okay.
So,
okay.
That's it. 49ers.
But the numbers don't interfere with you when it comes to that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, good to know. this is... You know how we sometimes say this is inside baseball a little bit?
Yeah.
This is literally an inside baseball story.
Oh.
So here goes. You know how there are umpires in baseball? Mm-hmm. Not to explain it to the, you know, bare bone.
That's like the ref, right?
That's right. literally the people who call balls and strikes and outs and safes and, you know, catches and nine. Anyway, so some umpires are better than others. Okay, and some umpires have a reputation for being terrible. Two umpires in the major leagues who have reputations for being terrible at their jobs, C.B. Buckner and Angel Hernandez.
I know Angel Hernandez.
Okay, yeah. And you saw maybe at the time of the eclipse the memes running around about how, oh, look, Angel Hernandez blew another call and it showed him not recognizing the eclipse. Like, that kind of, like, that's the... And it's not just balls and strikes mistakes or outs and safes. It's like demeanor and handling of crisis situations and all the things that go into making a good umpire. Mm-hmm. So the Orioles-Yankees game, you had, this is yesterday, the day before, I forget which. Anyway, I think it was yesterday. Anyway, Orioles and the Yankees, bottom of the first inning, two strikes on a guy, so the count is 0-2, and C.B. Buckner is behind the plate, calling balls and strikes.
Mm-hmm.
The pitch is, let's just say, 3 to 4 inches low, and he calls it, of course, a strike.
Gunnar Henderson, in 5 plate appearances, has not put a ball in play against Cortez. Henderson coming off a leadoff home run yesterday in an 0-2 hole quickly. Cortez drops the arm angle down, and here you go. C.B. Buckner strike zone, full effect.
Well, you know, you kind of wonder how bad he's going to be, and he's shown us already in the first inning. This ball's a grounder.
Ouch.
And, you know, all you want is a guy that understands what the strike zone. That's on the ground. He's not, shouldn't be umpiring, and he is.
Wow.
And they know it. Been around a long time doesn't mean you, you know, it's kind of like pitching. You know, when I couldn't get people out, I became a broadcaster.
So CB will be joining us at the booth tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you know, you are what you are.
The irony in this case is that, yes, he's not great, and yes, he has this reputation for being terrible. In that game, he actually did pretty well balls and strike strikes, because there's all these statistics now of how accurate they are. His overall is not so great, but when I couldn't get guys out, they put me in the broadcast booth. And by the way, I read a book about becoming an umpire one time several years ago. It's a very, I mean, we know it's a very difficult job. And you're expected to be perfect, and that's not a fair expectation. It's a very difficult job. I mean, extremely difficult. But that being said, doesn't mean that we don't think there ought to be some accountability for the people who have a widespread reputation for not really belonging in the occupation.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Therese Crowley. Three lines of California law enforcement in riot gear move in to dismantle the UCLA Gaza protest camp after activists built plywood walls with hammers and zip ties to follow up Tuesday night's riot. First, the flashbangs to disorient the protesters. Then LAPD took the walls down. California Highway Patrol and sheriffs went in to arrest protesters, rifles pointed, pepper balls at the ready. Protesters locked arms to stop from being peeled off, but then they're arrested one by one, cuffed, police pulling down masks, piles and piles of junk and graffiti all around. Presidential candidate Donald Trump asked, where's Joe Biden? Trump back in court in New York City after two rousing rallies in Wisconsin and Michigan.
I will seal the border, stop the invasion, and send Joe Biden's illegal aliens back home where they belong.
America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne, 72 right now. Partly cloudy skies in Pensacola this morning. Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee speaking out on the rash of pro-Palestinian protests at college campuses. Florida Senator Rick Scott says Floridians are now rethinking the safety of their kids that go to northern schools.
I've talked to some individuals in my state. They're at these schools, and they've been for months now scared to death for their safety.
Scott says the federal government needs to stop funding schools that allow these violent protests, protesters calling for schools to divest from companies in support of Israel. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Florida yesterday, the same day the state's six-week abortion law took effect.
So listen, I think we all know this is a fight for freedom. The fundamental freedom to make decisions about one's own body and not have their government tell them what they're supposed to do.
And Harris blamed former President Trump for the increased abortion restrictions, not just in Florida, but across the country, she said, because he handpicked the justices to the Supreme Court that overturned Roe v. Wade. Marco Rubio calling for a change that could affect mothers who fly with their kids. Senator Rubio announced yesterday he's introduced two amendments to a bill that would reauthorize the FAA until 2028. Rubio wants to codify regulations that would allow parents to hold infants and babies under 2 years of age in their laps on commercial airlines. He says that would prevent airlines from forcing families to pay for unnecessary seats. Rubio's other amendment would ensure Homestead Air Reserve Base in Miami-Dade County remains a facility used strictly for military missions. Well, book challenges aren't slowing down in Florida school districts, and Santa Rosa County schools are revising their media policy. During a board meeting last month, the school board approved revisions that they say will make that process more streamlined.
Let's say one individual has five pending book objections. Instead of requiring them to go through five different meetings, five different committee meetings, five different board hearings, we put some language in there that, if it's appropriate, to consolidate that so that that individual doesn't have to go through five separate proceedings. It can, but the purpose of that was put in there was really for convenience and efficiency.
And that is board attorney Terry Harmon. Previously, complaints and book challenges would be filed to individual school principals. Now those objections will be submitted to the district's library media staff using the Florida Department of Education's standard objection form. Now, temperatures are on the way up, and an important reminder, the leading cause of non-crash vehicle-related deaths for kids is heat stroke from being left in a hot car. Highway safety specialist Laura Dunn says even if it's only 60 degrees outside, a child's body temperature can rise to over 107.
Children have a lesser ability to regulate their thermoregulatory system. They're more at risk for heat stroke than adults.
And Dunn is reminding parents to stop, look, then lock to avoid those tragic, preventable deaths. Florida's had about 117 child hot car deaths since 1990. It is 8:35, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
We are still seeing some backup on 87 and I-10. Right as you're going westbound to I-10, there was a vehicle crash earlier on the entrance ramp to I-10 going westbound. So if you are traveling north on 87, be cautious there, and it's actually affecting traffic both ways. So expect some delays through there. And if you are traveling in from Gulf Breeze, you can see some delay right outside of the high school coming into the 3 Mile Bridge, but you look clear coming into Pensacola after that. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Fog should clear up by late morning, high near 81 degrees, partly sunny skies. As we go overnight tonight, we will have mostly cloudy skies, low near 68. For Friday, high near 82, partly sunny, and Friday night temperatures dropping near 69. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it looks like that fog's mostly cleared up, but we do still have about a half hour left on that dense fog advisory this morning. 72 in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, it's 71 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Markets today are opening with the Dow up 168 at 38.7136. The S&P 500 up 26.33 at 5,042.76. The NASDAQ up over 100 points at 15,717.89 today. Our 10-year bond rate up a bit at 4.64%. Gold prices down $11 at $22.99.90. Silver prices down 34 cents at $26.40. And Bitcoin up 885 today, but still much lower than it's been recently. It's at 58,375 this morning. Tesla's fired its entire vehicle charging team. Employees confirming those layoffs in social media post. That news raising concerns about the future of one of the biggest electric vehicle charging networks in the U.S. Tesla's supercharger network has been one of the key selling points for the electric vehicles. The Federal Reserve leaving their interest rates unchanged. Chair Jerome Powell explained the central bank is still waiting for more data to show inflation is coming down.
So far this year, the data have not given us that greater confidence. In particular, and as I noted earlier, readings on inflation have come in above expectations. It is likely that gaining such greater confidence will take longer than previously expected.
The Fed's goal is to get inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have remained at their highest now in more than two decades since July. And the Justice Department charging a man known as Bitcoin Jesus with criminal tax fraud. Bitcoin investor Roger Ver gained that nickname when he got in early on Bitcoin. He allegedly evaded about $48 million in taxes. Authorities say Ver didn't report a portion of the 131,000 Bitcoin he owned in 2014. He then renounced his U.S. citizenship and moved to a Caribbean island. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola, FM 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. And I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream this live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
For it. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this came up earlier today, and I thought this was a perfect topic for us to discuss during our frivolous segment. We were talking with Mike Wood, the public information officer for PPD, about how it is actually legal for you to flash your lights at somebody to, you know, tell them, hey, have a nice day. Or, hey, there's a police up ahead, you know, radar timing. Which, the funny part about that, though, is by the time you know that, they can probably see you anyway. But, you know, radar goes a lot farther than you think, especially the laser, I think, is pretty far. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. In that context, I had asked the question, he'd made the note that, but still honking your horn, flashing your lights is legal, honking your horn not to move somebody is actually illegal. Like, if you're just angry or just, you know, saying, hey, hot stuff, no, that's illegal. You know, I don't know what you say with your horn, but things I've heard other people say with their horns, to me, usually. 437-1620 raises the question, though, putting aside the law, and no, none of your answers will be used as evidence against you in a court. When do you use your horn and for what purpose? And particularly, the one question I think is a particular one is, you know, tell me some of the things you'd use your horn for, and are you a lay on the horn or a chirper? Are you when you're at the light is typically where I think about this, and it's turned green, and you're like, 1,000, 2,000, you know, how long do you wait before you honk? 437-1620, or are you so polite and so southern and so genial that you just, whatever, man, it's okay, we've all got time, it's no big deal.
Right.
Jimmy.
Growing up in Pensacola made me think that the horn was just something that you used every time you drove.
Just it's like a third pedal.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Lay on that sucker until you get what you want.
It wasn't until I moved to Nashville that I realized that's not what people do all the time.
Oh, Nashville doesn't use their horn very much?
Nashville is crazy on the interstate.
It's a horrifying place to drive.
I mean, when I lived there, you know, 10 years ago, I guess. I didn't experience too much of that, but,
okay.
You know.
See, I grew up in Chicago is where I learned to drive.
Okay, yeah.
And Chicago is sort of like that. It's, you know, everybody's trying to kill everybody else on the road.
Right.
I mean, and we just all get to our place. You know, they're not particularly good at it, but we all do it quickly. Also the short temper thing, the like, you know, it's about to turn green. I'm honking.
I feel like Chicago is pretty good at killing people on the road.
But well,
that's, yeah, that's different.
Fair
that's
enough.
Different,
that's a different kind
different
of yeah.
Topic, mm-hmm, yeah.
Fair enough. So you are still a frequent user of the horn?
No, I don't. I don't use it. Sometimes though, it's fun to just, you know, do it while you're driving, just to remind yourself that.
What
it's
kind
there.
Of sedatives do you use? Because I feel. by the way, you know. It's so funny. Driving is such a great case study for all kinds of ethics. Like, I mean, it is because of the anonymity of driving,
mm-hmm,
right? You know, you do things when you're driving that you would never do if you were standing behind somebody in line, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the person goes up to the counter in front of you at the post office and you know, they get and the person is, like, waiting and not acting. You wouldn't be like, hey, doofus!
Yeah. There was some comedian, I can't remember who it was, but he was like, go ahead and try and say the worst thing you've said in your car, in the safe haven of your car, to a person standing next to you in an elevator.
That's right.
He was like, just go ahead and try it.
We would never,
would never.
Anyway, so, but it is an indicator of your impatience. And it's so funny, too, because that 1/3 of a second is like the most infuriating thing that happens to you today. But how many extra minutes do you waste in got everything, even if it's just like doom scrolling your social media on a given day? I mean, it's so funny, you know, a tenth of a second here is life or death in your mind, and yet 10 minutes or an hour over there, well, I want to be on my couch instead of waiting behind this idiot at the light.
It's the same thing with just, you know, when I lived in California, it was just, there would be people just weaving in and out of traffic,
mm-hmm,
and then we would end up at the same red light right next to each other.
Oh, there's, a historically aggressive driver, or so I've been told, there's nothing more irritating than passing somebody going too slow,
mm-hmm,
and getting to the light and having them pull up behind you,
yeah,
and in their
like
Nash Rambler, and you know, look at you like, what are you doing, idiot? Well, you know, getting unlucky, apparently. Yeah. 844 here on News Radio 92.3. Let's see. Answers to the question of, do you honk? When do you honk? How long do you wait? To remind drivers that slower traffic on the highway is to move to the right lane. Yeah. You know, I don't really honk on the highway. But I can see it. That's more of a lights flashing thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's you know, here I am. It's the Autobahn. We flash our lights. You move over, which, by the way, I think in Germany is actually by law you have to move over, which now in Florida you have to move over too. Let's see. 4 seconds. 4 seconds. God, that could be a whole green arrow. The light is green and you chirp. I also tend to chirp unless I'm angry. And if I'm angry, I mean, I don't want to lie to him. If I chirp, it tells him I'm not angry. Mm-hmm. If I lean on it, that means I'm angry, you know, and I don't want to misrepresent my emotions. 437-1620, somebody here says, I double tap the horn. Oh, that's good, by the way, the little doot-doot, you know, because then it's clear to them that you're trying to be nice.
That's friendly.
Like, hey, you know, wake up and go, mm-hmm. dummy. Let's see. I double tap the horn unless they're about to hit me, and then I hold it down. Honking at chicks, double tack, plus a goofy wave. Oh, excellent strategy. Has that ever worked for you? Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy
hasn't worked yet.
Oh, well, hey, it doesn't mean
might.
It won't ever work.
Yeah.
It's better than doing nothing. You know, how else am I going to get dates?
If you are heading north on 87 in that I-10 intersection, that roadway has now been cleared, so you are good to get on I-10 eastbound. So that's no longer impeding any traffic. Otherwise, looking really good in Pensacola this morning. Gulf Breeze might see some slowdowns coming into the 3 Mile Bridge, and actually some slowdowns on the bridge, but looking clear once you get into Pensacola. And if you are coming in from Pace or Milton, you might expect some slowdowns on the Escambia Bay Bridge there into Pensacola, but looking clear once you get in. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. This traffic report sponsored by Direct Auto. Car insurance too pricey? Get around town with affordable coverage. Stop compromising. Keep driving with Direct Auto. Get a free quote at directauto.com. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Oh, this is a totally different subject, but I do want to let you know, PPD says that Mr. Cook has actually been located and is safe. So that's good news, the guy that we were looking for before.
Yeah.
So that's very good, that endangered adult. But it made me think of something because on my phone, Mike had just texted me that, and I'd like, you know, hit him back with the thumbs up thing, you know. I've got one of these newer phones. It's got AI to help you, like, the most common response to a text it suggests
predictive
to you.
Text.
That is horrifying how often that is either exactly what I was wanting to say or better than I wanted to say. Like, when the AI is a better me than me, like, oh, this is terrible. I don't
to
like that
the guy
at all.
Trying to pick up chicks with his car horn, you might want to AI generate some pickup lines or something.
AI produced me some excellent effective pickup lines.
Yeah.
Somebody here says 437-1620. The question is, do you use your horn in traffic for other purposes, for any purposes, and what? So how long do you wait? Do you chirp? Do you lean on it? Whatever. It's an emergency at the light because I missed the light. It could be a road rage problem. I understand that. Oh, when you're the seventh person in line and the person in the front slow to go on the green arrow, it's just good that rocket launchers are not allowed on vehicles. Somebody else says, you are traffic. I know. We are. Exactly. That's right. We're not in traffic. We are traffic. Somebody says, to let other drivers know that they're doing a great job, LOL. You know, I do wish there were better alternatives for communication in the car.
So there's this guy. He's an inventor. He's like an influencer, but he's an inventor. He invents useless things. So he invented like an auto scroller for your phone so you didn't have to move your thumb. Like, he just invents that kind of stuff. It's just a guy with a 3D printer, but there was this one. He's an actual inventor, and he's incredible because he programmed this thing into his car where it was just a little, you know, like a little soundboard.
Okay.
But he had it programmed to his horn so he could use it for different actions. So
okay,
he could convey different things. So it was like, you know, move it, you know, and he would hit it, and it would be a long,
drawn
out thing, chirp, you know, that kind of thing. So
I've in the past thought that it would be great if we could actually communicate with other drivers, like through some kind of a digital message board, or it would reach a device on their car that would text message them or something like that. Because then, you know, you do something dumb and you want to apologize more than just hold your hand up at somebody, or, you know, you want to patiently explain to them what they did was really stupid.
Right.
You know, you want to engage in a good adult conversation.
That would be useful. You could stop using your megaphone that way.
I like my megaphone. Also, this would probably be misused a lot. And
yeah.
It's probably not the best idea.
Probably.
437-1620. First time at the light, honk, honk. Second time, I just use my air horn full blast. That's right. I use my horn to alert a driver when he or she is drifting into my lane. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's typically a chirp unless they do it aggressively. I stopped using my horn at a stoplight because many drivers go through the red light. Let's see. Pedestrian zombies, wee wooed, honk honk, finger salute. as in you point them with your first finger in the direction they ought to be going, right? That's what you meant by that. Short tap at a red light, long if you cut me off and pull out and try to hit me. I blast mine if they are drifting into my lane. Too many distracted drivers on your phones. It is almost always a friendly beep beep to get them to move at a green light. Honkers are annoying. Maybe you're not a good driver. be open to the possibility, okay?
I did not piece that together. If everyone's honking at you.
Yeah, right. You know, at some point, it's not them. Somebody here says, it doesn't work, but I usually get a laugh out of my trying to double tap and get the new. Maybe double tap isn't the right phrase to use here. I recently used my horn when in a residential neighborhood, a vehicle parked on the left curb attempted to pull out into me. I stayed on the horn to wake up the other driver. I would have been on the horn longer, but my wife scolded me and caused me to stop. That's why you need wives. Because wives will remind you, you've been honking the horn too long.
That's why you need wives.
That's right. 437-1620 is now against the law to flash your lights on the Autobahn in Germany. Is it really? Oh. Well, it's been a while since I've been to Germany, so I guess I can't say anymore. My horn doesn't work. It's a recent development, but I've never felt so impotent. You go and you, like, press on it and nothing happens. Of course, I drive a Civic, so my horn is like, hey, mister, could you please do me a favor and move? I mean, it's the weakest thing ever. Honda horns are the worst. Make sure to accentuate when giving the one-finger salute. That's right. Horn emojis is what they're talking about as a way of expressing them in a little bit better way. I will say this. This is a genuine safety tip, okay? We joke around a lot, but this is an actual, like, teach your kids to do this. The couple of things my mom taught me when she taught me how to drive. One thing was that, and she was a very good driver. One thing that she taught me was always drive through the car in front of you to the car that's in front of them. Mm-hmm. You know, like look through the window, which is why tinted windows kind of suck because you can't see what's going on down the road. So always be looking ahead. Don't just be looking at the car in front of you. But the other thing she always taught me is, hey, if you are apprehensive about a situation, like you feel like something's about to happen, foot off the gas, over the brake, and hand over the horn. The horn may not save your life, but it may. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that kind of that first instinct of, oh, weird things are happening is like, you know, move your foot, move your hand. Be ready in case you need to use it. So hope that, you know, I hope you never have to have that save your life. But if it does, then I'll feel happy about that. 852 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home, information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hello, we'd like you to have this flower from the Church of Religious Consciousness. Would you like to make a donation?
No, thanks. We gave it the office.
Scenes behind the movie scenes. Sadirani, One thing that's on the agenda today, but you know may not get a lot of discussion at the time, is going to be the culmination of a long process back and forth with International Paper about leasing the property where they operated a golf course in Cantonment at Muskogee Road for the golf course operated for many, many years.
Now, this is from the previous county commission meeting, but I'm just finally getting caught up on some of this stuff, so I apologize. It's a little untimely, but still it's true. This was the idea to lease the space at the old IP golf course on the northwest corner of Muskogee and Highway 29. And this is Stephen Berry talking about having worked on this for like 3 years to make it happen.
Working with publicly traded companies are often a little bit slower than government. Things are slow, and then those companies are probably even slower. So we, nearly ticked off 3 years of back and forth to get an agreement in place.
So I think this is a good project. I think that it's a reasonable amount of money that's being spent something like $5,000 a year for the lease. And they're going to put, all kinds of amenities up there. And it's going to be a neat thing for the folks who live in that area. My one thought about this, though, is shouldn't the board have authorized him to enter into the negotiations before he did? I mean, it doesn't seem like the kind of thing you work on for 3 years using staff. Allison Rogers, he mentioned specifically, back and forth, lots of time spent on a project that you don't even really know whether the board is going to be cool with it or whether they're going to approve it. I don't know. It's a small thing, but it caught me a little bit that he would say that, it finally got on the agenda that day.
Well, as I know she's not here today, but Allison Rogers spent a lot of time working with the IP's general counsel, going back and forth between Memphis and New York to get an agreement to the point that we're ready to have it on the board meeting today. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, it struck me like it probably ought to have been done a little bit different way, but I don't know. How much do you quibble when the outcome is patently a good thing?
Yes.
What are you doing at the golf course?
We are going to have a pavilion as well as a nice playground, and then a walking track, large walking track around all the property, and an 18-hole disc golf course.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. He sort of seemed to think that it was going to be on the actual layout of the old golf course. I don't think that a golf course makes a particularly good disc golf course. Fairways are way, way, way too wide for it to be interesting for disc golf. But we'll see what they wind up with the layout. I did think it was kind of funny at the end of the conversation.
And Steve, when we don't get a chance to talk, we have so much bad news. It's good to have good news every now and then.
There's quite a bit of good news. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it negates the bad news that we get daily, but
you could tell in this meeting, Lumen May was definitely feeling like the sky is falling and legal matters and frivolous suits and costs and then this. I don't know. It was an interesting conversation. But, yeah, I think this will be a good thing for residents, obviously. Jimmy's got one last traffic look for us.
If you were in Milton heading eastbound on Highway 90, you are going to be experiencing some delays going from the bridge on Blackwater River, going back about a half mile. Otherwise, we're looking good here in Pensacola. Just some slight buildup on the intersections of Palafox and Fairfield and Palafox and Brent. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze or Navarre, you can expect to see some slowdowns coming in right before the 3 mile bridge, but after that, you're clear into Pensacola. If you see anything else, please call or text the traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, style, comfort, and energy. Safety is their number one goal. GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com. Click on safety for more information. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. I don't know if you've been watching TV this morning, the live coverage of the police taking over the USC encampment and clearing them out. It's unbelievable what some of these camps have become. Again, it reminds me of that Chaz zone in Seattle, right? The Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone where they kind of took over territory and claimed it for themselves and built up barricades and kept the police out. Like, primitive, weird Occupy campus living. And, they deface public property. There's spray paint and messages all over the old structures at these historic universities. And the amount of trash and debris is just unbelievable. So, good. I'm just amazed how it ever got to this point. That's the real question. Why did they let it get so far down the road before actually taking some action? I'm glad we're doing better about this in Florida. Will we have a conversation about impact fees, concurrency, something like that today in the county commission meeting?
Yes.
I may have to give up concurrency watch today, day 43. We'll see.
You're listening to the winner of the prestigious National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for Community Service, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.